During this route, you will pass through numerous stunning forests and natural landscapes. As we navigate the winding roads, I will share insights about the local flora, the trees and the chapels and churches dotting the landscape. But first, let's begin with some general information about Crete. Crete, stretching 260 kilometers from east to west, defines Europe's southern border. With an area of 8,261 square kilometers, it stands as Greece's largest island and the fifth largest in the Mediterranean. For example, Crete's length rivals that of the Netherlands, encompassing a large mountainous limestone block. The island is 12 kilometers wide at its narrowest point in the region where you are now and of which you will soon experience evidence of. The widest point is in the region of Matala, with the part above it. The island boasts 9 plateaus of varying heights and sizes, with the Nida Plateau towering at 1,400 meters and the renowned Lasiti Plateau averaging 887 meters in altitude. One plateau that's nearby is the one of Kataro. In my years of Land Rover Safari Guide, I brought guests up there via the off-road routes, all the way to an altitude of 1,150 meters above sea level. Crete is home to three peaks exceeding 2,000 meters. Here in the east it's called the Dicte Mountains, reaching 2,148 meters. The Ida Mountains are located in the center of the island, with their highest point of 2,456 meters. This peak is also called Timios Tavros, and the White Mountains in the west, including Paknos Mountain, standing tall at 2,452 meters. In addition to mountains and plains, Crete features numerous fertile plains. Notably, the Messara Plain is celebrated for its abundant citrus fruits and potatoes production, while the island boasts over 30 million olive trees. Crete's flora is exceptionally diverse, boasting 2,170 different plant and flower species. Among these, 311 are exclusive to Crete and not found elsewhere in Greece, with an additional 57 Asian species unknown elsewhere in Europe. Situated as the southern boundary of the Aegean Sea, the sea north of Crete is known as the Cretan Sea. To the west lies the Metoran Sea, while to the east lies the Carpathian Sea. Crete's southern coast connects to the Libyan Sea. Now that you have an idea of what a grand island you are driving around on, you can continue driving along this winding road.